Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara. It's Wednesday. I'm Jen Sullivan, and this is Garrett. That's where you say your name. Yes, it's only a second time. That was an amazing intro.
I feel like that meme of that woman who's like, surprise, surprise. You know, have you seen that?
Garrett's back, everyone. I have to tell you, Garrett, the listeners loved you. My mom loved you.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm so honored, honestly. You know, these things are so funny because I feel like you and I are just talking. So it's like you never know if it makes sense to anyone else.
Those are the best podcasts, though, when you feel like, oh, do they know I'm listening? Like they're having the conversation they would have had anyway.
I guess you're right. Yeah. I mean, those are always really fun to feel like you're kind of eavesdropping.
Oh, we're going to eavesdrop today because Garrett and I wanted to talk about something anyway that we were just texting each other about. And then I was like, save it for the pod. You sent me this TikTok. Sometimes that app just provides so much joy to me. Oh my gosh. So this video, which now has made it to the New York Times.
Yes.
Is of a girl who's on a date with a guy, right?
Yeah.
She goes to the bathroom and P.S.,
he cooks her dinner at his home.
Yes.
Which is really wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I love this date in this year. And when you're on a dating with someone and then dinner in that person's home is like a next step date. And yes, of course, you're going to go in their bathroom. And what's in there? I could tell you stories about things that I've seen. But she picked up her phone to share with us what she saw. And I almost want to play the video again here. There's no sound on it, but I'm playing it just for my own edification. She's in the shower. So first we see the shower.
Yeah.
Garrett, what do we see in there? Just describe. You're a man. If this is your bathroom, what's in there?
There's whey. There's Olaplex. I don't remember the other. I don't know if she lingers enough on the other products. I mean, I did see like a Cetaphil.
We had the bonding concentrate. There was about five bottles, by the way. There was the shampoo, the conditioner, the Olaplex number three. Yes, we got all that. Then
she goes to the countertop, which is like Tatcha rice cleanser. There was, I mean, the piece de resistance is the Charlotte Tilbury.
Oh, can we talk about the Charlotte Tilbury? So she's in this little purple boxes. Yes, Tatcha Rice Water. We have some Caudalie Vino Perfect Dark Spot Serum. Goop Jeans. Thank you. I got the name wrong. And then Dior Sauvage Cologne. Very mask.
Yeah.
Cologne. Yeah. And Magic Cream from Charlotte Tilbury. So the girl is like, does this guy have a girlfriend? That's her first question. She's looking at the skincare and the hair care, frankly. Does he have a girlfriend?
The whole shebang.
What did you think?
I mean, listen, I think it's very interesting. I mean, in the accompanying Time story that we read, they actually interviewed her. And she said later, or she told them that he said that his sister is a dermatologist and she was the one that recommended all of those products to him, which seems, for me, listen, I'm actually torn about this because I feel as someone who, you know, I also think the Times has never met a like stereotype that they don't want to reinforce. So I...
Okay, true.
I'm a little bit like, okay, this is a little navel-gazy kind of whatever. But I would like to believe that more and more straight men are in tune with their skincare. Otherwise, I have not been doing my job as a quote-unquote expert. However, there are some suspicious, or as the kids say, sus products in there.
Okay, let's get into it. I agree with you. I think a lot of straight men have leveled up. Here's where... The one that had me, yeah.
Charlotte Tilbury
Magic Cream.
Right.
Like, I know guys that use Tatcha Rice Wash. Even though it's in a lavender tube, that's fine. You know, let's not be too. But I couldn't tell if it was, because I know they have a fragrance-free version, so I couldn't tell if that was the fragrance-free version.
Perhaps.
But the regular version, it's a damn good moisturizer, though. If you have dry skin.
But, like, this is the thing, is that I've tried it, and I do think it's a great moisturizer. It is not for my skin, because my skin is not dry enough to warrant that heavy of a moisturizer.
Yeah, most guys, especially if her age, it looks like she's, like, in her, like, 20s, maybe early 30s at most. I have not met many men in that age group that have dry skin, truly.
No. I mean, men's skin is proven to be oilier than women's in general, so men... You know, there's plenty of men out there with dry skin, but it's not, I would say also the other thing too is men are so sensitive to texture. Dudes do not like heavy products, no matter what. Even if they have dry skin, that's a rich cream. The other thing too that we should talk about is that women are often the gateway to skincare for men. If a guy's...
Oh, the sister. Wait, let me get a little gossipy here for a second. The guy, by the way, when she confronted him about this, shows her the receipts literally from an Instacart order where these things are. I am sorry, I'm not saying he has a girlfriend, but that's too suspect. Like, who happens to have ordered all of that stuff at the same time from Instacart? And if your sister's a dermatologist, you're getting free CeraVe. You're getting free use. She's got a bunch of little sample tubes for you, first of all.
Yeah.
She didn't just send you a shopping list from Sephora and you put it into Instacart and you've 17 products later. That part weirded me out. Or maybe you did, because that's also a guy thing. He's like, I don't know, I'll just throw a bunch of money at it in one shot and I'll have it all at my house.
I mean, that is a good point. I mean, he clearly was like keeping a list of whoever he got this info from was telling him. I do think also, like, the derm thing is funny to me because, like, you and I have interviewed thousands of derms, right? And wouldn't you say that most derms, I would say 75% of derms recommend the same products, none of which are generally Charlotte Tilbury.
None of them are usually Tatcha, as much as I love. None of them are Goop Jeans.
No.
And Caudalie, fine. I actually know a couple derms that like some of their stuff, but in there I would expect either like some Obagi, some like, what's that Skin Better one that's like they sold it there?
Yeah, like a Skin Better Science, Skin Medica.
Skin Better Science, thank you. Skin Medica, SkinCeuticals, anything with skin in
there. Yeah. Or even like a CeraVe or a Cetaphil or like a Neutrogena, you know, it's like, those are the common.
No derm will tell you to spend money on a cleanser. And that cleanser is gorgeous, but it's not cheap. And you can get a much less expensive, equally effective cleanser. See, we're narrowing in on the thing that people online that thought was suspect was still that a guy even cares, which I'm like, hello, that's beside the point of this day and age.
Yeah.
To us, it's like people in the know, it's the brands.
Totally.
It's the brands that you...
Yeah. Like, I found a lot of the comments and I found the story that we read about it to be a little sexist in the terms of, like, just the assumption that a straight man would not care about his skin in general, right? But I think for us, as people that know product and know derms and know the industry, there are, I mean, it's down to, like, the specifics, right? Of, like, also the combinations. I'm like, why would you use an exfoliating cleanser that's a physical exfoliant plus an exfoliating serum? Like, who told him to do that? Not a derm.
Maybe his sister's still in residency and hasn't quite figured it out yet, and that's what she likes. I don't know. But, like, if you really... dig into it. Yeah, it's not the greatest routine, but it likes marketing. Like, he's been sold to with these brands. They're pretty packaging. They're nice smells. But sure, I mean...
My theory is that he got this info from an ex-girlfriend.
That's a good theory. Okay, and it's totally that girl that's like the type A sorority president who tells everybody what the best brands are, and they happen to be the trendiest ones at Sephora.
Totally. I feel like he got used to using these products in his previous relationship because he would just steal them from his girlfriend. And then now he's like, well, my skin looks great. I'm just going to stick with the same. Because most guys are not going to just try a bunch of stuff just for the hell of it. They want to know what works, and they're going to stick to it for a long time until something else happens and they have to switch.
Yeah. So my neighbor, he uses, because I saw he got a box from Paula's Choice. So of course I asked, because he gets it like once a month. He gets like a box from Paula's Choice. This is what happens when you live in New York, everybody. You know your neighbor's business inside and out. And so I finally on the elevator was like, what's your Paula's Choice that you get every month? And he said it was the BHA 2%, which was also in this little thing. I know a lot of guys who like that because it's like P50, but a little bit less so. And it's a good exfoliator, especially if you shave thicker skin of a guy. That one actually really tracked for me. So.
Totally.
I don't know why I'm so into this whole story.
I'm obsessed with it too. I just think it's like very funny to see. I mean, also, it's all about the comments, too. Like, these people are weighing in. Like, these people are detectives. I didn't see a lot of specific product stuff like you and I have been talking about. But there's a lot of, like, that woman's in danger. She needs to get out of that other woman's house and stuff. I was, like, dying.
I know. It comes onto sexist stereotypic tropes, of course, again and again. Because it's like a movie playing out, but like an old school rom-com movie. But... I don't know. It's fun.
I love it because it really is part of my favorite TikTok subgenre, which is going into people's bathrooms and filming what their products are. Because that is what I do whenever I go to anyone's house. If I'm coming to your house, you just know that I'm opening up every medicine cabinet in every bathroom.
Are you filming?
No, but like...
You paused a little bit too long. Might you snap a photo?
I might and snap some photos. Later? Yeah, I might snap some photos. If I'm on, if I'm like hearing them call my name and I haven't had time to investigate at all, I'll snap a photo.
And of course, by the way, this is not, we don't care about your drugs. I don't want to see your prescriptions. I don't mind. I want to know brands. Yeah, I want to know what you're using.
I love those videos where people are like, I remember one too, there was like a gay guy who was hooking up with some guy and had like everything in the guy's bathroom was Aesop. He was like, wow, this guy's super rich. Like, you know, but he was like really interpreting. And I was like, I mean, honestly, I would probably feel the same way.
That I think my immediate thought, I would think like he was a type A kind of anal that he liked it all to look the same. And again, I would think, yeah, he's got money because that's not a cheap routine.
Especially if like you're buying everything down to like the hand soap. If it's like a full bathroom full of Aesop, you're like, wow, this dude is spending a ton of money. But also back to the original video we're talking about, that stuff is not cheap either. This dude is dropping a lot of money on products.
I want us to go in. I want the next video to be you and me go in, talk to him. And say, where's your sister? I don't care about the sister, actually. And we'll just be like, you don't need to double exfoliate. If you're using a rice wash exfoliator cleanser, you don't also need a 2% BHA. How often are you using that? Then we got the dark spot serum and then the other serum. Pick one. They're both doing the same thing.
And that heavy-ass moisturizer.
Yeah, let's talk. We got to see what his skin looks like. He's probably got a lot of hair, too. The amount of shampoo bottles. Okay, we need to get off this guy, but I need to see who he is. But this is the thing. we could take pictures of people's bathrooms, like, guess whose bathroom this is. Like, you could get a whole personality. Just looking at the bathroom, you'll know who that person is, right?
1,000%. I mean, it goes back to what we were talking about last time, which was just, like, this obsession with routine and how your routine really does say a lot about you, right? Like, you can endlessly interpret things like personality and stuff from these products. But I also think it's just a silly thing to do. I mean, it's funny. It's like, I mean, who doesn't do that when they're at someone's apartment for the first time?
Well, thanks to TikTok, we can all be part of it now. So I want all listeners to, like, if you're on a first date, go ahead and snap a photo and send it to me and Garrett, info@fatmessgarrett.com. We will tell you everything about that person by the products that they're using, right?
Absolutely.
I've got a link to the video for people that haven't seen it because it's so good. But, oh, it's like a whole, you could start your own TikTok with this, but we do have to talk about some more newsy things.
This is like the Myers-Briggs test for beauty.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay, we need to work on the name for that because then we'll start the channel for it. But yes, the Myers-Briggs bathroom. I don't know.
I mean, I also just want to, like, we have to come up with the categories.
It's not extroverted, introverted. It's... yeah, like dehydrated, oily. Like, yeah, we got to work on this. Okay, totally. We're going to workshop this offline and take everybody over to the news. Welcome back, Garrett. Let's get into it.
Yay, so excited. Okay.
Okay, let's talk news. This is just a fun one. Longtime listeners of the pod know Kat Marnell, who's been our former guest, also a former beauty editor, and the author of How to Murder Your Life. And her book was just optioned by Maud Apatow's film company. I think the news was tied to Maud Apatow has a film company. And I was like, how old is Maud Apatow?
Totally.
Maud Apatow has a production company. It's called Jewelbox. But when I saw this news, I can't remember. We often ask our guests, when Kat was our guest, I can't remember if we asked her this. We asked them, like, who would play you in the movie of your life, right? And this is a woman who has a life that was made into a book that is now being made into a movie and was a Fat Mascara guest. So for those people who don't know, the book is about, she used to be a beauty editor at Lucky Magazine back in the day and a couple other places and was dealing with a drug situation. She was addicted. She kind of like messed up her whole life from that, spiraled. She came up at the same, I always say when beauty editors, like the same class as I did, because we were like the same age. Do you do that? Like when you're at an event and like there's the, oh, these are the beauty editors I've kind of like come up through the years with.
Yeah. I mean, the industry is small enough that we all feel like we're in high school.
A little bit, right. Like she was my junior class or whatever it is. And the seniors to us was, of course, Jean Godfrey June, who was her boss at Lucky, who is part of the book as well. So when I saw this news, I was like, let me reach out to Kat and see if I can get comment. And of course I did. And the question I asked her is, casting, let's talk. So I've got a little breaking exclusive news here. Who knows if this will happen, but she is an executive producer. So Kat said... She goes, anybody who knows me, IRL, knows I'm so unhip with the young Hollywood and fully dependent on people like the Apatow girls to point out who is cool. But the one wish casting that she had, I thought this was so good. Who to play Jean Godfrey June? Now, you know Jean Godfrey June, right?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yes. Longtime Lucky beauty director, has her own book, now beauty director of Goop's website.
And she's been there for a long time. She really developed the Goop beauty.
Yeah. So do you want to cast her?
Oh, that's a good one.
You want to hear what Kat says?
I want to hear what Kat says. If you're asking me who I would cast first, I would probably cast someone like the Drew Barrymore.
Oh, okay. That could be good. Her casting, which I think is out of the box and she knows it too. It was like a postscript she told me. Maya Rudolph.
Oh my God. Yes.
Dead, dying, stop everything. Do this. This is the most genius casting I can think of. Obviously, we have to like mess with the script a little bit, but like Maya Rudolph doing a beauty director at a magazine in the aughts to the tens.
Yes. Genius. Genius. Have you watched?
I will sell tickets for you if you guys do this casting because she is my all-time favorite actress. But like, yeah.
Have you watched her show Loot?
Yeah. She's genius.
She's genius. And there's a whole episode where they go to the spa. And it's such a good episode. And she's like, she's like this billionaireess who like takes her like employees to the spa for the first time. And it's like so genius. That's what she should be, is that character.
Because there's something about being a beauty director at that time period that was so surreal, because the experiences that you had and the money that was thrown around in print magazines at that time period, it was just ridiculous. So like, you are a little bit out of touch with like how real people operate. Not that Jean's like that, she's very real, but I just could see, I love this casting. As for Kat herself, she did not give me any name. She said, quote, "We need a girl who goes from Emily in Paris to Amy Winehouse in 90 minutes, end quote. And I was like, if you had known Kat during this time period, yeah, spot on.
That's amazing.
So she didn't have any thoughts. My thought was, I had two. One's really obvious just because the TV show and the looks-wise, Lily Rose Depp.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that TV show that she was in did not do her justice, and I want to see her given a better role to act. And there's like something rock star about Kat. I could see that. The other one, they don't look a lot alike, but Sydney Sweeney.
Ooh, interesting.
From Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
Because, not because of Euphoria, but she did this, nobody's seen this movie but me, but it's called Reality, and it was a movie based on Reality Winner. She sold secrets from the CIA when she was like a computer programmer there or something. So the whole movie takes place with like the FBI, or was the FBI, I don't remember, interrogating Sydney Sweeney's character in one room in one day. And they did the movie script exactly from the transcripts from the FBI transcripts of that day, which is a very interesting kind of thing. And she nailed it. It was some good acting where like you cannot tell if this person is in on the joke or out of the joke or knows reality versus not reality. And I was like, that kind of characteristic, I think, could be really cool. Also, Sydney Sweeney's like super cool. Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
I guess if you don't know Kat, I can't ask you that. But I do like Drew Barrymore as Jean Godfrey.
I don't know, Kat. I've been meaning to read that. I have the book. It's like, you know that thing where like you have, I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but I have like a stack of like 50 books next to my bed that's like, this is my to be read stack. And somehow it never dwindles. So it's now I'm going to move it to the top of the stack and I'm going to read it next.
How to Murder Your Life. Move it to the top of the stack, especially somebody who now is like fully immersed as a beauty editor. Like, you are going to love it because it's, you'll recognize characters too. Okay, moving on. Let's go to Science Corner, shall we? Okay, so this is still a developing story, but Garrett and I have been talking about it for at least a week at this point. But as of April 16th, the FDA has weighed in. There is counterfeit Botox flowing around this country.
I think it's like, what, like 9 states they said they found it so far?
Yes. 19 reports of illnesses across 9 states, people that have been hospitalized. And so, of course, the FDA stepped in to investigate. And it turns out it is from counterfeit Botox. And they gave the lot numbers and everything that, and they let providers know what to look for. But what they did also find is that the people that were injecting this were not, of course, doctors. There was unlicensed, first of all, not doctors. There were some people that had used this counterfeit Botox that were unlicensed practitioners. How many times have we talked about know your injector, do your homework? I am not blaming the people, by the way, that got that were injected with this.
No,
it's not your fault. This is a crime, what was done to you. But this would never happen at a dermatologist's office. It just wouldn't happen.
No.
You would never get counterfeit Botox.
I think I was very shocked by this story in general, because I just, as someone that has been getting Botox for years, it's like, I just honestly had never thought that was a possibility, because I think I go to dermatologists.
Or a product that did nothing, maybe? Like, it was like saline solution. And if you went somewhere, not to a dermatologist, but like, oh, they'd put in saline, so it didn't actually like freeze your muscles, but you thought maybe you looked smoother. But it seems as if they're using a refined botulinum toxin or like an expired batch or something, because some of the symptoms that people were getting were similar to symptoms you would get if you did get botulism poisoning.
Yeah, it's like very intense. It's a lot. I mean, it just makes me really sad that we're still in this kind of culture of people are so desperate for these treatments that they're willing to sacrifice safety.
Yeah.
And it goes back to, you know, as beauty editors, we've talked for years about the risk of like unlicensed med spas, doing your research, Groupon stuff. There's a lot of these topics with when it comes to injectables that I feel like we try to drill into people's heads whenever we talk about these products, right? And just because we don't want people to put themselves at risk. And it's really scary that that's still going on to me. Because you would think that as more people get it and the more information that's out there, people would wise up to it. And again, I'm not blaming the victims here, because how many times would you walk into like an office and say like, can I see the vial? Can I check the expiration date myself? Can I make sure that everything is spelled correctly on the package? It's like, you're not doing that. You're trusting the person, right? So it really is scary.
Yeah. And if it were a licensed provider who they are showing you now what to look for. So if you're an injector, work at a doctor's office, obviously you guys do this anyway. Like, you know, you're keeping us safe. You do this. And when you do that, these things don't happen. But if anybody out there is considering getting injectables, you get what you pay for, do your research, go to licensed project. Also, you can ask to see the box. Like, honestly, nobody who's a real doctor is going to question that now that this has happened. It's fine. They might be slightly annoyed, but if they're not willing to show you, then you should not be getting injected there.
1,000%.
Be safe, be safe. Well, as this, I was trying to find out who these people were, how they were doing, and there's not a lot on that information yet. I just got the FDA spokesperson to share their information with me, but as I learn more, we might talk about it again in a future episode. Okay, moving on. This last weekend, by the way, was the last weekend of Coachella.
Ooh.
Everybody's favorite weekend in America.
Oh my goodness, Coachella.
Have you been?
I've never been, and maybe I'm not the right person. Like, I have opinions about it, even though I've never been. I'm just not a music festival person. I'm just going to put that out there.
That's funny. Meanie, I was going to ask you about, I don't like to go to big crowds of people in the hot, sweaty weather to like, and the environmental impact. I'm such a nerd now. But like,
no, I mean,
I don't know,
for me,
it doesn't seem pleasant.
For I used to entertain them every so often if there was someone that I wanted to see. But I remember one year, this is like back, like maybe 10 years ago, even longer. I was invited by a brand to go to the Governor's Ball here in New York.
Okay, good. Let's talk about it. Activations. Yes, go ahead.
The day that we were going, it was torrential downpours. And we got word that the sewage mains on the island that the festival was had broken. And the brand still wanted to go. Because obviously they're investing all this money to bring people there. Again, the activations. And we were all like, absolutely not. We're not going to that. Again, like going back to the activation thing, it's like these brands spend so much money for what? For something that I don't believe has a ton of payoff anymore. And then also you're at these like chaotic events. They're chaos.
Right. So this past Coachella, brands like Supergoop, Liquid IV, Facile Skin, I never know how to, I know the brand, but I don't know how to, Facile, Joanna Czech did Coachella, CoverGirl, Dove, Tangle Teaser did activations, which to my eye is not as much what it used to be when I would go to concerts, like where there was like on the side and they were giving out like a compact mirror with the brand name for the people who are in the audience. It's not for you guys. It's for these VVIPs to have a party with each other at a fancy pool, nothing to do with the concert, and just look like their life is fabulous, brought to you by Supergroup.
Just for the social media.
Yeah. Well, I think it works in that they're getting media impressions, but you don't think it works why?
I'm not sure that the interest is still there, specifically with Coachella. Because leading up to this year, I was reading a lot about like, ticket sales are so down. There's still available tickets for the second weekend, which never happens. The interest seems to be waning. And I feel like there's this life cycle of these big cultural events, right? Like they start out, they're cool, they're new, they're interesting. They kind of reach the saturation where everyone wants to go. The big name stars are coming. You have Beyonce, you have all these people. And then the interest just starts to dip as, because I honestly think it's because as the brands start taking over and start doing more and more of this stuff, it becomes so corporate and so
less cool.
Less cool. Like people don't want it. People are wise to this. When I was like looking at my Instagram last weekend, as all these people were posting about Coachella, and I was like, it's only big influencers. It's like, all the photos look, you cannot tell whether the photo is from this year or 5 years ago. They're all the same. And I'm not sure that the payoff is there for these brands anymore, right? It's like, is it still cool to be seen at Coachella from a corporate point of view?
Okay, Garrett Muntz, let's say you're the marketing director at a beauty brand. Where are you putting your activation dollars instead?
I mean, I would be looking at like smaller gatherings. I mean, personally, I'm obsessed with the country version of Coachella called Stagecoach, which I think gets a lot less attention.
Okay, you'd go Stagecoach?
I'm obsessed with that. I mean, one of the stories that brought us talking about this was the Bama Rush, which I thought was actually hilarious and wildly genius, because as someone from the South, I grew up with that kind of culture around me of like the Greek life, how big the Greek life is. And these people have money, honey. Like, they are spending money. Like, if you have ever looked at Bama Rush TikTok, it is so wild.
Yeah, so there's that. Beauty brands are now going down there during Rush Week with, a bus that gives out samples. Or at Baylor University, different but similar Greek culture life, I guess, Hallie, the Gen Z-focused hair color brand, went there. You know, they shade streaked with the school colors before a football game, which I thought was a really cute idea. And then they took some of like the most popular girls on campus to a little house for like a weekend away for like a little mini influencer trip, but like junior sized, right? You know, it's not Dubai with like the totally. Alex Earls of the world.
I mean, I can't imagine that Coachella gives more ROI and impressions from a social media, like, investment standpoint, than that kind of thing. Because those people don't get all that stuff all the time, and they're excited to interact with it. Everyone is going to post about it, regardless of whether they're being paid to or not, because that is rare in that setting. You know, think about all the college football games that you go to. Like, you don't see beauty brands popping up there. You see, like, people tailgating.
So you like an activation when it feels surprising. And when it feels different.
Or also organic, because it's like, obviously that brand Hallie knew that their audience was there. Like, they're able to track who's using and buying their products through whatever means they have. So they were like, oh, we have this huge audience in college campuses. You know, it's like, I think that's smart. It's like, because I feel like something like a Coachella or whatever is like the lowest hanging fruit you could possibly have.
It's like the board marketing person is like, oh, we got an extra 500,000, all right, we'll do in Coachella this year. Here we go.
It's like,
that's expensive,
totally,
right?
Totally. It's not cheap at all, especially the way that these brands do it. They are building out stuff.
All I think about is logistics. I'm just like moving people from here to there. If you have a bunch of people who are considering themselves VIPs, I just picture back in the day, snooty beauty editors being like going to an event and like, ugh, we have to go on a school bus, not a luxury coach. Some people are really snobby. But then take a VIP influencer who's used to like the influencer life, and you're going to truck them over to the music venue, then bring them back to the pool. And I don't know. I just think about whoever's job that is, like, job bless. Like,
I mean, seriously.
That little marketing associate, I salute you. I salute you.
The team of assistants that must be like just staying up all night wrangling these people. Like, bless their hearts.
We'll see what happens next summer, because, like you said, I do think the cultural influence of that one is waning, but at least we gave some beauty brands some other ideas. Please, can you tell me about our next story that you wanted to talk about, but I do too, has to do with tattoos, something Garrett and I have a lot of.
Yes, we are both tattoo enthusiasts. So when I heard about this, I thought of you immediately. I actually was at a tattoo event, that brand Hustle Butter. I don't know if you know it, but they're great. And this story was brought up, which is that people, particularly stars, like celebrities, are going under anesthesia to get tattooed. And there's a People magazine story that we're talking about specifically, where this tattoo artist, Jose Contreras, who I don't know his work, but he's apparently a big celebrity tattoo artist. He specifically talks about tattooing Post Malone this way. And I find it so strange.
Yeah, for people who do not get tattoos like just us, just so you know, you could probably get at a time in a sitting, you'd call it, maybe 10 by 10 square inches of, that would be a lot. The largest tattoo I've gotten in one sitting is maybe like 8 by 4. And it was like 3 hours. Maybe you could do 4 hours. But at that point, your adrenaline wears off and the pain kicks in. Because when you get a tattoo, the adrenaline comes in. You don't really feel that much pain. But by then, you've run out of adrenaline. Your skin is kind of raw, so they're having trouble doing it cleanly. So when you get big pieces, you can only do a little bit at a time. However, what they're doing is putting the person under anesthesia in a medical clinic and then bringing in multiple tattoo artists so that Jose and his team, say you're getting a back piece, your entire back tattooed. He's working on 6 by 6 inches. Somebody else is working on 6 by 6 inches so that you're still only getting like 3-4 hours, but the whole thing is done.
I mean, it speaks to our culture of like immediate gratification. Because I have a lot of tattoos, but on one arm, I have one piece that's a full arm, right?
You have full sleeve. Okay.
Full sleeve. When I got that, I mean, I had to do it in three different three-hour sessions. So he did all the outlines once, then came in, did half the shading. So it's like and then you also have to wait for it to heal fully before you go to your next session, because you can't tattoo over healing skin. And the thing that I thought was wild about this was from a tattooer standpoint, because you always get told, like, you can't be drunk when you get a tattoo. You can't be on drugs, you know, painkillers, all that stuff, because it affects how your blood.
Yeah. It doesn't coagulate. Right. You're on ibuprofen or alcohol.
Totally. You bleed more. Exactly. Which for the tattooer is hard. And so I was talking to the founders of Hustle Butter about this. And one of which is a tattooer. They've been around since the 80s, right? In New York, they're like old school dudes. He said that tattooing someone on anesthesia is probably like tattooing a dead body. Because when you are tattooing a live person, it's like there's not that life in it, you know? It's like, and he was like, it's just,
it would
be harder to tattoo someone who's not awake. Because also it's like part of being a tattooer is that you're reading the pain level of that person so that you can do it safely and stop when they need to or, you know, whatever.
And you're moving. I've had to flex in a different way, make the skin taut, or they'll make it tough. Like, yeah, you're working with them in a way. Oh my God, I didn't even think of that. I thought of immediately having helped launch Ink Magazine, and I was there as like editor and then editor at large for years. Every tattoo artist I've ever interviewed, I can see them being like, you don't get to get a tattoo if you have to go under anesthesia. Because there's still this, it's going away, but there's still this cred thing of like, for example, when I first got tattoos, nobody would tattoo my hands until I had more tattoos. And then it was like, you're worthy of getting hand tattoos. Because hand tattoos are for like real tattoo people, not, which it's not like that anymore. But like, if you can't handle the pain, I kind of think this too, then you should be getting a full back piece.
Totally. I mean, at the risk of sounding super traditional, it's part of the tattoo process, right?
I know. Do I sound old school that I'm saying that?
I mean, I do think that there's certain people that want tattoos that don't feel like they can stand the pain. But I will say, if you're going in for a full back piece, it's not just about the process itself. That thing is going to take forever to heal. And it's going to hurt when you wake up from that anesthesia.
Oh my God. I don't know if Post Malone, I saw a video and he didn't look like he could walk. And I was like, is that because he's still woozy from the anesthesia? But it would feel like getting hit by a car, imagine. The bruising and like the trauma to the skin.
Yeah.
Because it is trauma when you're doing a tattoo. And like a tattoo artist will tell you that. And that's why they're very careful and heal. This is just, it's just crazy to me. So just so you know, this isn't the only time this has happened. By the way, I looked into this. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott revealed, this was like maybe last year or spring, he was sedated for 11 hours. Now I know we have some physicians and nurses that listen. 11 hours of sedation is a lot for a body to handle for a tattoo. I was like, maybe he was like under, he wasn't like completely under. I doubt it was general anesthesia. It was like twilight or whatever. But even still, or even if you were just on like some sleepy time good meds, like 11 hours?
I mean, that's also wild to me because your body is going through so much to be put to sleep. And on top of that, you're doing extensive trauma to your skin on a large scale, I'm assuming, then you're going to wake up and not only are you recovering from the anesthesia, but then you have to like heal your tattoo.
It's crazy.
I remember when I have the tops of my feet tattooed, and when I got that done, my feet were so swollen for like 3 days that I couldn't even wear shoes.
Did you get both feet done at the same time?
Yes.
So you're just like waddling around like a penguin with no shoes on.
I did it on a Friday of a long weekend, and I literally spent the entire weekend like in bed because I couldn't walk.
Would you recommend it?
I would not recommend it as your first tattoo.
Okay, noted. No, I don't think anybody out there listening, it's an advanced move. Yeah, you have way more tattoos than I do.
I think just mine are just larger. I think we have probably the same amount of tattoos.
Okay, that's possible. But you definitely spent more time under the machine than I did. So last thing I'll say is there is also a website that if you're, by the way, you need obviously physicians and medical personnel to help put you under. There's a clinic, Sedation Lounge for Body Art. I was like, I love America. If there is something to make a business and a buck off of, you will find somebody that's doing it, and probably in California, so good for you. I reached out, but like haven't gotten comment yet, but like it's not just celebrities. Like I think there's other people that either they can't handle the pain or they just don't want to deal with the, maybe they're going to Sedation Lounge. So I'll put links.
That brings up a really good point, which is that getting tattooed this way makes it exponentially more expensive.
Oh yeah, we didn't even talk about that.
I don't remember if it was in the People stories, like, or if it was somewhere else that I read, but like, it's like around $40,000, if not more.
Yeah, because when you're getting plastic surgery at a private clinic, I remember because my friend was getting a quote and the anesthesia alone was $7,000 mm-hmm. just for the anesthesia, which was high for New York, you know, it's New York City and everything. But so imagine adding that on to the price of tattoos from really good artists. You're going to spend at least like $150 an hour, but like for back piece is going to be thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Last item. I'm going to leave us on an upbeat note. Okay. I love, as a last news item, sometimes doing like some local color, if you will, some local news. So I saw this story out of Ohio, Youngstown, Ohio, and I am loving it. There is a hairstylist there, Elise March. She has opened a sensory-friendly salon suite called Friendly Faces for children with autism and developmental delays. I have never thought about this. I know people who are neurodivergent. I know people with sensory issues. Getting a haircut must be so traumatic if you don't like bright lights, don't like whirring sounds, don't like people touching you, don't like the feeling of hair. How many people's sensory issues have a tactile thing?
Yeah.
Hair clippings? It must be hard. So she set up this salon so that specifically kids who were having trouble getting haircuts at a regular place will have stimulation, like something to do with their hands, and she has techniques for helping them through it. And I was like, more people need to be doing this. So I looked around and I realized there aren't that many salons, and for adults too, offering services for kids or adults with autism spectrum disorder, sensory processing disorder, or those with related disabilities. But things are changing. Guess what I found, Garrett? I'm so into this. It is called the Sensory Safe Salon. And I was like, oh, it's another salon doing this. No, they're training salons. So you go to the sensorysafesalon.org, and this nonprofit is teaching hairstylists how to deal with clients who have these disorders so that they can get the training to be able to give a haircut to more people. And then their salon can get the certification seal so that if it's parents out there of a child with autism looking for a salon, they'll know that there's a stylist at that salon who can deal with those issues, or adults for that matter. So I was thinking, I know a lot of our listeners work at hair salons or work in this industry. If they're interested, this Sensory Safe Salon, I'll put the links in the show notes. You can go to their website. They have trainings all spring long in different areas around the country. I'm assuming they also do some Zoom trainings, but I'm not sure. You'll have to look into that. And you could get this certification for your salon, at least for an area of your salon, maybe, or like a side room, or do this privately to help people with these disorders. Or if you know someone, or you, someone in your family, or you, even a mild sensory disorder, going to the hair salon can be so icky. So you could go and ask your stylist to get certified. Don't you love that?
I love this. I think it's so awesome. And I think it really speaks to the importance of like feeling good about yourself. Like everyone wants to get their hair cut, no matter what, who they are, right? And I think making these safe spaces that allow people to feel comfortable in that setting is such, it brings down such a barrier that so many people don't know exists, right? It also speaks to me the importance of hair professionals in people's lives, right? It makes me think
frontline workers, always.
Totally.
And they can get training for domestic abuse. I've seen, like, hairstylists are the first people that they are so attuned to other people. Like, their whole job is being empathetic and reading another person. They're who's good at this.
I mean, it makes me think of there's so many cool programs, right? There's one that I know of that trains stylists to spot signs of skin cancer on scalps so that you can, like, say, like, hey, like, that thing, you might want to get that checked out. There's also, I know that there's one specifically for male barbers to become life coaches. Because think about men's mental health. Guys are not necessarily going to therapists on their own, but they're definitely going to a barber. And you're talking to your barber, especially if you see the same one over and over and over. So there's all of these cool programs that are really focused on expanding basically what a hairstylist or a barber does for you. And I think this is just a really cool version of that, which is like creating a safe space in a space that everyone wants to feel comfortable, right? No matter who they are.
Yeah. And for someone who wouldn't like going there, now it's a positive experience. You're just offering more kind of like care. The kind of care we expect from us.
Totally. And like, think about parents too of children with these issues. It's like, you feel so lost. I mean, I'm not a parent, but I would assume that like, you have to take on so much yourself. If you don't want to put your child through that.
Oh, you might end up cutting their hair yourself.
Yeah. And think about how hard that would be.
Yeah. No, I have seen, yeah, people like learn to do it because they know that their child won't be going to a hair salon. They're going to have to do it themselves. But how nice to have a partner and know, and this seal, like you can look for places that know how to work with people with these disabilities.
Totally.
So I love this. I'm putting a big link to it in the show notes. And I hope more salons around the country get this training. And guess what? That was the news. You ready to go raise some wands?
Let's do it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And and it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did, start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, it is time to raise a wand. So listeners know I burnt myself with a stir fry. Can you see it?
Honestly, I cannot see it.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Because I'm taking my listener recommendations. You guys called in. A bunch of you had good recommendations. I do want to share this from Ani.
Hey, Jess and Jen. This is Ani from Louisiana, longtime listener and huge fan of the podcast. So I just listened to the latest episode with Jen looking for a burn recommendation. So I was postpartum heading out for an event and singed my ear. And my husband is a physician and contacted the burn specialist. His recommendation was the Glucan Pro 3000. It's an oat beta glucan cream. It's kind of a thick salve. It has some petrolatum as well as paraffin wax and mineral oil. But a few coats about a day and voila, my ear looks better. Hope y'all are well, and thanks for all the great information.
Okay. I know you know every skincare product. Have you ever heard of Beta-Glucan 3000?
I have not. I'm shook right now.
Me neither. And I thought it was like a fake product because when you Google it, it looks like something you'd get at the county fair that somebody made their own labels for. But yet it's like $90 on some sites. So I found the company, the parent company, it's Stellan Medical. It's one of those used by professionals mostly only, like it's mostly sold in medical supply places and things like that. And what it is, like she said, is like an oat-based cream. But the before and afters on their website are insane. And I don't know what's in this that's special, that it's like so much more high-powered than like an Aveeno oat-powered moisturizer.
Right.
But the cheapest you can find it is for like $50 for a tiny jar, but it's usually like $80, $90 and only sold by medical supply. So Whoa. Part of me is like, that means it probably works, right?
Totally.
Like if the hospitals and the professionals are using it and it has a very thick consistency, will I shell out for this for my forehead? I might not, but like if anybody has a larger burn or even a sunburn this summer, Ooh. It looks like a miracle cream. Like the before and afters are crazy. It really seems healing and Ani can vouch for it. So thank you for that.
Wait, why are we so focused on like Augustinus Botter when we have beta-glucan cream at our fingertips?
That's what I'm saying. I kind of want to order it though to like look closer at it to double check the ingredients and everything. But I do feel safe knowing it's a medical supply product. You know what I mean?
Totally.
We can ask some of our, actually I'll ask some of my derm friends too. I'm sure they've heard of it. If this burn specialist has heard of it. I want to give homework to people for next week. Can we help you with anything, Garrett?
Actually, yes. I've been thinking about this because I was thinking about things that I miss. And not to like beat a dead horse with the tan thing, because I don't want to be known as like the fake tan person. But I was thinking about the one...
You guys, wait, I have to pause. 3 weeks ago when Garrett was on the show, Garrett said something that I don't know if I've told you this, Garrett, I will wake myself up laughing still thinking about your dad turning to you at dinner one summer and saying, well, I guess this is the summer that Garrett got tan. Why? It tickles me so much.
After the pod, I also sent you photo evidence of tan.
I saw it, guys. Tan Garrett looks like he wants to be giving, I don't know. Your hair was fabulous. Like you had a spiky, like up emo down over the eye a little bit. He had a gaggle of cute girls around him.
It was very early
and
2000s.
He was golden. Mm-hmm. He was the Spice Boy.
I mean, it was wild, but I do, you know.
Tan Spice, the
tan
sixth
spice.
Member.
Yeah. Oh gosh. I mean, I will never go back to being that tan. However, you know, I do in the summer still like a bronzer. especially like if I'm going to be on camera. I don't wear makeup a ton on a daily basis, but I do wear it when I'm going to be on camera or doing an event or something like that. So one of the first tips that I picked up from being on photo shoots with groomers was that they all used this Tom Ford bronzing gel. Do you know it? The Tom Ford bronzing gel?
Yes, I do. Because it is the same as a Bonnie Bell bronzing gel from the 90s that is like so discontinued you can't find it. Like, it was magic. It was like a greenish brown, clear, no shimmer that somehow worked on every skin tone, including dark skin tones, yep, and just glowed them up.
And I loved it because it was like such a good bronzer for men who don't understand how to apply things like powders or whatever, because you could just add it to your moisturizer and it would just like create this wonderful glow. And it was just, it was what all the groomers used, what all the male celebrities used.
No self-tanner in that, by the way, right? That one had no molecules of self-tanner. It was just the color.
It was just color.
And transfer proof.
Yeah, some people thought it was a little bit too orangey, but I feel like that's only if you put it directly on your skin. You definitely had to add it to like a serum or something to like smooth it out a little bit. That's my all-time favorite bronzer, and I don't actually have a bronzer now that I like as much. I've never found one. I'm not a good powder person.
Okay, so you like a gel.
I would love if there is some sort of similar product to that gel that's not a self-tanner, but not a powder, that's like easy to use, pretty idiot proof, because I'm not a makeup artist. Just slap it on and it just looks, it makes you just look kissed.
Okay, you heard it. We do have makeup artists that listen. People have something like this in their kit, or there's somebody out there who has found this product, a gel, a lotion that kisses you with not so tan that Garrett's dad's gonna make a comment about it. Just a little something for the summer, right?
Totally. Something that just that brings your color out a little.
Yeah. If you have a recommendation for Garrett or anything else you want to raise a wand to, call us at 646-481-8182 or text us at that number. And then you can also email us a voicemail, or like email us a voice memo. Sorry, voice memo. info@fatmascara.com. Okay, let's see if we get some answers for you. That would be nice.
I hope so.
Yeah, he was really asking, guys. This is genuine. Please help Garrett. Now, what do you want to raise a wand to this week?
Oh, man. So I'm thinking a lot about fragrance right now. And I'm very into what I'm kind of referring in my head as like daddy fragrances, which are like old school kind of throwbacky, like masculine vibes, right? So the one that I've been wearing a lot lately that I love, and I get so many compliments on it, is from Arquiste, who I know you guys just had Carlos on the pod. It's one called L-E-L, and I love it. It's like not super intense, but it definitely has that kind of... So it's inspired by his dad in the 70s in Acapulco. And it's like very, but also simultaneously inspired by Tom Selleck, which is like, hello, I just want to be like a Tom Selleck. There's patchouli, there's oak moss, there's all this stuff. But for me, it's more about like, it makes me feel just like sexy and confident. And like, there's this whole like summer daddy open shirt at the beach, you know, open air disco. It's like very 70s. Hot guy for me. And I just like love it. I can't get enough.
I love how you just described that, because when Julie was on last week, she was giving me a masterclass on how to describe fragrances by the vibes. And you gave us the vibes. Summer daddy, open shirt.
I gotta say, like, it's all about daddy fragrances. There's one too. This is not, I don't think it's out yet, so maybe I shouldn't mention it, but this brand called Ranger Station out of Nashville, they have one coming out literally called Rich 90s Dad. And it is so good.
What a name.
It's truly like you're going to like a pool party in high school and your friend's dad is like super hot.
Who's a little hot, but like we don't want to admit it.
Totally. And he's like by the pool, swimsuit on. His Camaro is in the driveway. He's maybe grilling a little bit.
Why do I picture him with a huge cell phone, like a car phone?
Yeah, exactly. Totally. He has like the big cell phone. He's wheeling and dealing while he's grilling for the kids. It's like so hot. That one is a little bit different from Elle because it's a little bit more like, it has a more of a barbershop quality to it. So it has like, I feel like it has some aldehydes in there. So it's like, has a little bit of a soapy kind of barbershop undertone, but there's definitely like a musky kind of like sweaty.
Sexy dad.
Yeah.
Sexy daddy.
It's like so hot.
90s hot dad.
Yeah.
Ooh, they both sound good. Oh, raise a wand to Elle from Arquiste. I love that. I am going to raise a wand. I was like, do I save this for somebody who likes makeup more than Garrett? But then I was like, you know what? Garrett's a recurring guest. He needs to learn to talk about makeup with me.
Yeah.
I am raising a wand to Makeup Forever's new HD Skin Face Essentials palette. This is what it looks like. And I, the little kid in me that used to get a fresh box of watercolor paints or crayons and was excited when I saw these, I was just like, I need that. I want to play with that. I don't know what it is, but I want it.
Wait, is it double-sided? Are there four palettes?
Yeah, so it looks like almost like a slightly larger than a credit card. And you've seen things like this that your makeup artist friends make, I'm sure, where they depot into a thin aluminum tray. Different. These are all cream products, but they're not all the same texture. Like some are highlight, like two of them have a teeny tiny bit of shimmer for a highlight, these two. Some are matte, but the ones up here, like there's different skin tones. This is the light medium one, can be used as concealers or foundations that you can layer. But I like playing with all of these as like blushes. And then these two as highlighters. And also if you have a hard to match skin tone and you kind of have to do your own concealer or your skin tone changes throughout the summer, maybe you put a little glow drop on. I don't know. Maybe you're taking some peptides to get tan and your skin changes every week color. So you need to make your own concealer. This would be something for you. And also just like, how much fun does this look?
That looks really fun. It's like art class.
It's like art class. And sometimes doing makeup isn't about like, I got to look pretty for the world. It's about having art class on your face because it's fun.
Totally.
And this made me feel like just felt the need to create lately. I don't know what's in the stars, but I was like, should I take like a art class? I like, remember I used to do beading when I was little, like crafts. And I was like, I want to make a beaded necklace. I don't know what's in the air, but this is, until that happens, this is scratching my arts and crafts itch. It's not cheap. It's $80, but I will say these products, besides being art class, it's not just fun. They're so usable. They will be like a big part of any person's routine. So I'm going to get you one, Garrett. You can play with the concealer shades too.
I would do it. I've never made my own concealer, but it's something that I always, when I interview makeup artists, like they tell me that it's like, it's something that you should do, or at least have multiple shades, right?
Yeah, and we get to have access to that. But if you don't have the budget for like, I need my summer concealer, my other concealer, like you buy this and all year long, you can be mixing and matching. You need a little art skill, but I think it's fun and it looks good. Good packaging. So I'm raising a wand to that. You raised a wand to Elle. We're entering our summer daddy era, I think. What is it now? It's almost May. We're there.
Almost. We're getting close. It needs to get a little warmer. We'll have like summer daddy art class.
Summer daddy art class sounds super fun. I love that for us. Okay, everybody, get your beauty sleep. We will see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara. If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182. Thanks so much for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.